This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Corn Growers Association. I'm Riley Smith. Timely rain will still be needed this summer. We'll have more right after this.
You might think Iowa just grows corn, but the truth is, corn grows Iowa. Hi, I'm Stu Swanson, a farmer from Galt, Iowa, and the first vice president of the Iowa Corn Growers Association. Whether you're planting, harvesting, or anywhere in between, as a member of the Iowa Corn Growers Association, you're also actively advocating for our industry. As an ICGA member, you have a voice lobbying on ag issues at the state and federal levels on priorities that impact your farm. Join us today at iowacorn.org/join.
If you've taken a look at the U.S. Drought Monitor over the past several months, then you'd see that there has been a dramatic shift in conditions since this time last year. Much of the state is no longer in severe drought. Iowa State University professor of agronomy Mark Licht said that even with all of the rain, there's still not enough shallow groundwater for the crops.
The recent rains that we've gotten have definitely filled, you know, kind of that topsoil moisture reserve, right? Where I think Madeline and maybe even myself are a little bit concerned is just having kind of the, I'll call it the shallow groundwater, you know, restored. When we started out, you know, 4 to 8 weeks ago, we were definitely saying the shallow groundwater is quite a bit lower than we would have wanted it to be. I'm sure that we have had improvements on that, but maybe not as much as we need. And we'll see, right? If we keep getting these good rains, we're definitely going to replenish that shallow groundwater very, very quickly.
The root systems in the crops are also not very well developed, which means that we will still probably need to see some timely rainfalls this summer.
You know, while yes, we're very quickly getting these improvements, we still may need timely rainfall just because the root systems aren't developing enough. And so we may have, you know, a nice soil moisture profile going down 5 feet, but if we don't have root systems that can go that deep, then, you know, we're limited to, you know, I'll call it the upper, you know, foot, 2 feet, 3 feet possibly, you know, and that could create some artificial drought symptoms, you know, if we do go dry in July or August now.
For more information, visit extension.iastate.edu. For the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.